Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Thursday morning in the great city of Atlanta. Steak Shapiro and Sandra Golden, thanks so much for being with us as we take you through 2 hours of entertainment in the great city of Atlanta. I said that already, but that's what we're going to do, is try to have some fun. Nice to see you. Not always, this is a little bit different schedule-wise this week, right? Because I got you on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Normally it's
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Thursday, Wednesday.
Don't get used to it. It's about to change, too, and Rusty's such a baller. Like, he's got 17 television gigs and all that good stuff, so it's all good. I just want to say it kind of feels like a Friday today, and I want to bring up the weather because it is perfection, y'all. 68% humidity, so it feels cooler than it is, actually. It's only going to be 70s today, not a cloud in the sky.
I just did a thing on V103 when I do a Atlanta Eats on Radio segment with Big Tigger Morning Show. And I asked, because it's Memorial Day, it's a lot of rituals on Memorial Day weekend. I didn't realize how many folks, like, this is their, you know, first big lake weekend.
Yep.
Or, like, there's, you know, kids are officially done with finals. My son Bobby's got his last final today. So, like, you know, a lot of folks are headed to their beach houses, or they're headed for the family weekends or family reunions or all that. So I was asking, like, three items that make a great barbecue. You go to someone's house, they're hosting a barbecue. What's going to get you the most excited? Do you have an item? Then you walk in, you go, oh yeah, they know what they're doing. I'm going to be excited about that.
Ribs. Mm. Like, if they've been working on those ribs since about 8 a.m. and that party's in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Like, that's...
Yeah. We were saying, what were they saying? Well, homemade potato salad. Like, if somebody really shows the love, probably like your mama used to do. Mm-hmm. Your mom definitely made homemade potatoes.
She still
out, right?
Does it to this day. You bake the potatoes,
right.
Let them cool overnight, pat them dry. Yeah.
My sister-in-law, KK, makes a homemade potato salad that's so decadent that I'm always like, you need to tell me if that's coming, because I need an extra workout the day before.
Yeah.
Because I know how you're making
so
that
good.
Sucker. But if you walk in and you see somebody that is, like, you just know when you're at somebody's barbecue that is paying attention to it.
What is the opposite of that?
Oh, you're great, like, question. Oh, no. Well, first of all,
the worst barbecue.
Can I say this? They're not a sponsor anymore. But they were fine. But, like, I don't want to see Bubba Burgers or frozen burgers. Like,
you're right.
Pay attention to, like, if you're going to do handmade patties.
Right.
Because I'm a huge burger guy, right, as you know. Like, pay attention to, like, handmade burgers on the grill, have the whole, you know, cheeseburger fixings, right, with different kinds of cheeses and tomatoes. And if they're just got, like, some frozen box and they're just throwing them on there, they didn't pay a lot of attention to that, right?
That is such a good point.
So, like, just I want to see a grill that when you open it up, it's got the corn that you're grilling. It's got different proteins.
Nice.
It's got the sausages and the burgers.
You're 100% right.
And, like, I can crush at one of those. So maybe Memorial Day weekend. I'm not invited to anything, so if you want to invite me to your barbecue.
Yeah, what's going on for you the weekend?
So it's way slower, which is great.
Well, you've been nonstop, though, so that's
been
a good
thing.
It's
3-4 weeks. I'm looking forward to being with the fam. Kimberly has scheduled a service day for the family because she decided that, you know what, everybody needs to kind of redirect their priorities a little bit. You know, all our kids, we spoil them, right? Doesn't mean we have spoiled kids. It means they are spoiled. So she's like, I don't know what we're doing.
What does that even look like, and how do you sign up for something? I got many questions.
Habitat for Humanity something along those lines.
You're going to have a hammer.
A ladder.
Let me know what address of that house is going to be.
I was offered.
Steak is, like, going to put up some plywood.
So here's the thing.
Hand me a 2x4.
I don't know if I told you, I painted houses many, many summers ago, and I'm afraid of heights. So my parents still talk about, why did we have you?
You're doing the baseboards?
Yeah. No, I was up there, scared the hell out of me. And I, not surprisingly, the head guy on the job, it was one of those jobs, he hated me, right?
Aww.
I didn't have what it takes, but I was thinking.
The last great Jewish carpenter was Jesus, and all y'all should have handed in your tools. That's it. Like, just
after
go like,
Jesus,
you know what? We're never going to get better than Jesus.
It's all downhill.
Yep, yep.
So here's what I was thinking, because she's planning this service day for us, and
yes.
I'm not sure what we signed up with.
Mm-hmm.
I was just offered phenomenal tickets for the Braves and the
Padres on Sunday
at 4 o'clock. So I'm thinking, you know, how about our service day is that we go to Truist Park and
get bar service.
Yeah,
service day. That's what it's called.
Let's just say it's one of those places where Bo works. And I'm thinking, yeah, does bar service count as service day?
Oh.
Because daddy will take an Uber and take the three kids. And can we call that service day?
That is a bar service day.
Right?
Nice work.
Yeah. Or at least maybe we can wrap it up. Is that okay if you're on site? You're just like, hey, guys, we got to wrap up this. I know this is a humanitarian mission we're on. I got some tickets to the game. And y'all are adorable.
You should reschedule service day for a rainy day.
Yeah. Service
no,
day
that's
is,
nice that y'all do
Service
that.
Day is only when the Braves are on the road, Kimberly.
Yeah.
They're only on the road.
Right.
Anyways, we got to talk about that basketball game last night. Also, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, but a longtime friend who I haven't chatted with probably since he was with the Texans. I know we didn't chat when he was at Bama because that don't happen when
we
you're offensive coordinator,
to.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be chatting with him in about 15 minutes. That's coming up. But we got to talk about that basketball game last
Holy
night.
Smokes.
So do you want to do it as sound you need to hear? Do you want to do it as part of 9 at 9? Like, these are big decisions.
Well, so. Let's do sound you need to hear, and then we'll get into 9 at 9.
Okay.
The Knicks were up by 14 points with 2 minutes and 48 seconds left.
At home, in the Eastern Conference.
And there's John Hamm watching, and there's all the celebrities. They should have showed them more, except it's impossible. You have to show the game a little bit.
I think they were up by 17 in the fourth.
Oh.
But think about what Sandra just said. They're also up by 9 with 50 seconds left, 14 with 2:50 to go. Like, this was a game. What is it? Game check?
Tying.
No, I'm saying this is like game, set, match.
Right.
It was over. And by the way, Jalen Brunson goes out with his fifth foul early fourth quarter, and the Knicks go on this ridiculous run, and you're like, that's a championship team. They just took it from a one-point game to 14 without Jalen Brunson, and then the Pacers start coming back.
Yeah, they do. Tyrese Halliburton comes down to the wire. He hits what he thinks is the game winner.
Yeah.
He thought it was a 3, and it wasn't. It was a 2, but it game tied, and now we go to overtime, they win it.
He was waiting for the famous Reggie Miller choke sign when the time was right. And no time in the history of the NBA would have been more right than at that point if it was a 3 and not a 2, which, by the way, the way that ball goes straight up in the air and nobody knows where it is and drops through is one of the most dramatic moments I've ever seen.
That's why sports is the greatest.
It's unbelievable. Here's what he said, though, right?
I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. Everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point, but it's just got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If I would have known it was a 2, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be. People might say I'm like aura farming, so I'm not. I don't plan on using it again.
How many shirts are ready to be made of the Reggie Miller next to the Tyrese? Because by the way, they won in overtime, so absolutely that still stands, right? It's still one of the great chokes in the history of the NBA. I don't think if they hadn't won the game, it would look silly. Listen, they choked. And you made the shot to send it to overtime, and then he was unbelievable in overtime. He was getting doubled. He was dishing to guys for layups. That kid, Naismith, had 8 threes.
He finishes with 30. Why'd the Celtics let him go? That was a great move.
Dude, he was a first-round pick.
8 for 9 for 3, y'all. Mm.
That guy's been great for Indiana. Yeah, Boston, as much credit as Brad Stevens gets, they gave him up for nothing. He's a first-round pick, 14th pick in the draft, and he is a baller.
Let's go, Pacers. Let's go.
Threes.
Game 2 is
Eight
Friday.
Threes.
Woohoo! 9 at 9. Let's go. Braves Nats rained out. They'll have a day-night doubleheader on September the 16th, so check your calendars. So what we do know is tonight, A.J. Smith-Shawver and Trevor Williams. That was who was supposed to go last night, so they're moving him to today. However, Snitker would not confirm the pitching rotation coming up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So heads up, we'll let you know. I'll give you a Ronald Acuna update. He played yesterday. Gwinnett is in Louisville. He was 1-for-4, double and a walk, a couple of strikeouts. Did play the entire game in the outfield. As you heard Alex Anthopoulos tell me in Steak 2 days ago, it is probably likely is exactly what he said, that Ronald will not be coming back on Friday.
Well, he wants him playing full games.
Full games.
At least that's a good sign, right?
Yeah, and the outfield the whole time as well. The big news in Atlanta is Caitlin Clark and the Fever are here tonight at State Farm Arena. There are tickets available to get in if you just want to be there. They were around $25. Great seats, Steak. And I just talked to Andrew Salzman, your friend. I was like, 450 that is the number I'm seeing? He goes, yeah, that's about right.
Lower level, good seats.
Even in the corners of the lower level.
Yeah, if your daughter wants to see Caitlin Clark, she can get in the building for $30. But if you want to sit down low, you're going to pay a little bit more. They beat him the other night. Brittany Griner also in here as part of the Atlanta Dream. She had a big night the other night. So Caitlin Clark is here. I wonder, like, what hotel they stay at. Do they stay up the street here at that Four Seasons, like all the NBA teams? What's it like when she's out in public? I mean, if she's walking around Atlanta, you know, I would say that's a bigger deal than probably 98% of any NBA player. 99%,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Her star power is ridiculous right, now.
If she's just strolling down 14th Street around the corner.
And how
here?
Many people are going to their very first Atlanta Dream game tonight?
Absolutely.
And I can't wait for you to see the product because it is special. You're going to have an absolute great time. SEC baseball tournament. Georgia is out. Georgia lost to Oklahoma 3-2. Wes Johnson, well done. You want to know why? Because there has been many a team that has to use every single arm and they waste them and it means absolutely nothing. Get home, rest up. The announcement will be on Monday for where the regionals are, likely Athens getting one for sure.
100%,
and
yeah.
Just you figure out who the field is, rest up, and go win the regional. That's the most important thing. Don't cry over a loss against Oklahoma. And Georgia Tech will play Cal today at 3 o'clock. That is on the ACC
Network. Yeah, Cal must have beat Wake Forest. They already beat Miami. Danny Hall's dream season, we hope, continues. Bill O'Brien, Boston College head coach. We come back. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. What a fun day today is going to be with everything happening in Atlanta with Caitlin Clark in town and big weekend coming, of course, for the Atlanta Braves. And we'll get some NBA stuff to talk about. And we get to talk to a guy that I haven't talked to in a long time coming up in just a second. So
heads up for tomorrow. I think I mentioned it on Tuesday is that it is our, I believe, the second biggest traffic day. Other than Thanksgiving is tomorrow afternoon for whatever reason. Steak saying everybody getting out of town. So just be aware and be careful. Leave early or leave today. There you go.
One of those Memorial Day weekends.
Yeah, getaway Friday. Right? Mm-hmm.
You know where this guy's probably going for the weekend? The guy we're about to talk to?
Cape Cod.
He's going out of
Cape Cod.
He's going to Cape Cod. I'm going to grab my little ducket. I'm going to Falmouth or Cohasset or somewhere along there. We've had a Cape House for years probably. Right, Billy? Here he is, Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, joining us. Did you spend the summers on the Cape, Billy?
Absolutely. Harwich.
Harwich.
How you doing? How you doing?
We had a house in West Harwich at the Belmont. We used to go to the Wooden Shoe. I kid you not.
Absolutely.
You know the Wooden Shoe?
Was that a strip club?
The Wooden Shoe. No. Legendary place.
Legendary place. No, Sandra, 75-cent draft beers.
Oh,
draft
wow.
beers for 75. We would pregame, and then we'd go to the Improper Bostonian for happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
No question. See Jim Plunkett. See Jim Plunkett.
Jim Plunkett happy hour. You are right.
That's great.
Dude, that's a start.
Hey, wait a second. You know, there's a nor'easter coming up this way. So, as you can imagine, so we're not going anywhere this weekend.
Wow.
Oh, that's a
You've had a pretty good run, though, weather-wise, last few weeks. Bill O'Brien with us. Old, longtime friend, head coach of Boston College. Billy, great to talk to you after a few years. Let me ask you, as folks here in Atlanta, of course, remember you very fondly from the golden years of Georgia Tech. Talk about what those years in Atlanta meant to you and how much you still talk to the George O'Leary, Ralph Regan, Randy Edsel, that George Godsey's, all the guys that were a big part of Tech those days.
Yeah, those were great, great days for us, you know, especially that the coaching staff and the players that we had at that time, Stake, you remember that. I mean, you know, we had good teams. We beat Georgia 3 years in a row, and a lot of great football games. You know, I can remember, you know, Virginia and the games versus Virginia at home, the Clemson games, the Georgia games. So it was great memories, and I keep in touch with all those guys. George O'Leary and John Anselmo came up to the Syracuse game this year. You know, George Godsey and I are very close. Ralph Regan, I check in with all the time. So yeah, when you win like that, you kind of stay together. You know what I mean? So it's good stuff.
George Godsey had the slowest 40-yard run to daylight against Georgia. I think that was the third straight year. But did you call that play? Was that what Ralph play? It's like a fake pitch and run to the end zone. I think at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
That was Ralph Regan. And that was the midline option. And that defensive line for Georgia had Richard Seymour and Marcus Stroud. And, I mean, it was a who's who of – and we just said, we can't block them, so let's try to read them. So we would, like, kind of, you know, smoke and mirror, and George ran it from 30 yards out. That was at Georgia.
That was at Georgia, okay.
Yeah.
I
think it was 2000.
Yeah, so you don't – and Jim Donnan's a good guy, but, you know, I think you know this, Billy – you don't keep your job if the Yellow Jackets beat you 3 years in a row. That is not job security in Athens.
No, it's tough to keep the job. And that's what, you know, then they hired Mark Richt, and it wasn't great for Georgia Tech. And then now they have Kirby, and, you know, I know Brent's doing a great job at Georgia Tech. They had a great game last year against Georgia. I know that was an awesome game. So, you know, it's more competitive now with Brent there. But, yeah, those were some great, great years.
Bill O'Brien with us, head coach of Boston College. I don't know if I've ever heard you talk about, because you weren't talking at the time, obviously. When you're the coordinator for Bama and Nick Saban, you're preparing for a Kirby Smart defense multiple times, but in particular the national title that Stetson Bennett won and I think beat you in Indy. Did you guys feel like that was a tough draw, having beaten Georgia numerous times, and now you got to beat him again after just beating him in the SEC title game?
I think that was very difficult. I mean, we had beaten them in the SEC championship game, you know, whatever, a month
earlier.
Yeah, and you know, we felt really good about how we approached that game. But then having to, you know, go, we beat Cincinnati in the semifinal game, and then we matched up against Georgia again. And it was tough. I mean, look, they play great. You know, Kirby does a great job, especially defensively with the things that he does. We felt good about it. We turned it over a little bit, had some mistakes. We lost Jameson Williams. John Metchie was hurt, so we didn't have our two best receivers. Not an excuse, just, you know, we weren't at full strength for the national championship game. So, you know, Georgia did a good job taking advantage of all those different things, and they did a great job winning that championship. Kirby's done an awesome job at Georgia. Got a lot of respect for Kirby, and, you know, it's fun to watch them.
Bill O'Brien with us, head coach of Boston College, joining us on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. I was going to ask you, I think I heard you do a couple of interviews, but the notion of getting fired, which happened with the Texans, which I think is that the only foot? Because every time you interviewed for a job, it seems like, starting, I think, back at your alma mater, and then Tech, and then, you know, Maryland, Penn State, all these jobs. I don't know that you ever lost a job. So, you know, not being in the NFL and losing a job, was that unique for you? Writing on the wall, those jobs are not lifetime jobs unless I guess your name is, you know, most of the time Bill Belichick or Mike Tomlin. So take us through that. And do you have more perspective? I don't know. Haven't been in the game so long.
Yeah, that's, you know, look, I think a lot about that. When you get to the level of coaching that some of us have arrived at, you're going to get fired. You know, we were in Houston for 7 years. We had a lot. We won the AFC South 4 times, but in the end, it was the COVID year. We started out 0-4, and things weren't going well. And so, you know, we got fired. And I think what you find out right away, Stake, is you think you have like a million friends, right? You think you got all these friends that are going to help you out, but you really don't have that many friends. And so you lean on the guys that are your best friends, the Doug Marones, the Mike Devlins, the George Gotzes, and Nick Saban was great. He brought me in there and really helped me. I stayed at Alabama for 2 years, which was a big help to my career. And I owe a lot to Nick for that. But, you know, at the end of the day, getting fired, those things happen, but it's tough. It's tough to get fired. It's tough on your family and all those things. But there are things that, you know, make you sit back and review the things that you can do better. And I think that's what I tried to do in that period of time.
Could not agree with you more about realizing who your friends are. I've been fired numerous times. It's like, wow, I guess I'm not as popular as I thought I was. Like, I'm not hearing from these guys and the guys who leaned on me to help them with gigs and get their kids internships. I haven't heard from them in a long time.
Right, exactly.
And I got friends in the NFL. I mean, you know, you have to have perspective. I wonder if your son, you have two beautiful kids, but I think it's well documented. One of your sons has, you know, major physical disabilities that you've had to deal with. I would think also the blue-collar nature of how you grow up, that at the end of the day, it's first-class problems. Did that give you more perspective, and your wife as well, of saying get over yourself, like that's just part of the deal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Jack, our oldest, is 22 years old, Stake. So he was born with a brain malformation. So he requires 24/7 help. And, you know, his mom, Colleen, is his primary caretaker. And it's, you know, it's tough, but at the end of the day, you're exactly right. It gives you a lot of perspective on what's important. At the end of the day, we have a younger son, Michael, who goes to Tufts, plays baseball at Tufts. So he's doing really well. And, you know, I think that's what it's all about. Everybody has a unique family situation. And in the end, there's nothing more important than family. And so, you know, I think that has given us a lot of perspective.
It feels like, speaking of family, you landed somewhere where it kind of fits. Where you're from up there, you think you went to high school not far from BC. Your wife went there. Why was the BC job the right job for you and the O'Brien family? And how tough is it in this climate to try to have BC be what it was even under Matt Ryan or Glenn Foley? Or, you know, I grew up right up the street from it, and Doug Flutie. I mean, it's a different climate for NIL and all these SEC schools that we cover.
It is. You know, look, this, you said it, you know, this is a great fit. I grew up a half an hour north of here. I grew up in Andover. I went to St. John's Prep up in Danvers. I love Boston. I love coaching here. My wife is a 92 grad of BC, and I love the kids here. Coaching these kids, they're tough. They're hardworking kids. They care about, you know, getting a good degree. We had three guys drafted a couple weeks ago in the NFL draft, so that was big for us. I think we're on the right track. Look, we're never going to, you know, have the money or the resources that an SEC school has, but I do think we can recruit to who we are, right? You know, we can recruit Catholic schools up and down the East Coast. We can recruit kids that come from families that, you know, that care about the combination of good football and a great education. So, you know, we're working hard at it, and we just do it day by day. We've got a great staff. We've got a lot of NFL experience on our staff, and feel good about where we're headed, and just, you know, like I said, one day at a time.
I wonder, haven't been down here 30 years, but I will say, I don't know about the football end of it as much, but I hear the word BC, when everybody's coming south from the Northeast, the one school you hear about a lot down here is Boston College. So it feels like the South is well aware of the opportunities at that place. It is a very special place.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. We do. We try to, you know, get into that area. Obviously, Georgia and Georgia Tech have you know, done a good job, incredible job of recruiting that area. But there are some kids down there that you know, maybe they go to Marist, or, you know, they go to St. Pius or Woodward Academy or something like that, that would be interested in coming north. Maybe there's a connection with Boston College. So we do try to get into that area a little bit.
A couple of quick things before we go. Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, with us. Is it funny that sometimes, like, a 10-second moment, we'll call it viral before viral, that Bill O'Brien proved he was a tough Irishman that wouldn't take any flack when he got back in Tom Brady's face that day on the sideline, which probably happened a million times with different players or different moments, but that particular kind of was the brand for Bill O'Brien. A, was that argument any other than one you had with Tom Brady? And is that the moment where people still talk about?
Yeah, you're right, though. Those things happened a lot. That one just happened to be caught on camera, right? We were playing the Commanders. You know, now at that time, they were the Redskins. And, you know, there was a drive, and Tom threw an interception, and he was kind of getting on some of his teammates. And so I was, you know, we ended up in an argument that lasted about maybe a minute.
Right.
And then soon thereafter, we were getting ready for overtime. We actually didn't go to overtime. We won the game. But you know, those things happen all the time. It's very competitive. But one of the things, you know, sometimes they get caught on camera, and you get asked about it all the time. But it's actually a funny story. It's not really – it's a story where, you know, it's like two brothers fighting, you know what I mean? Two brothers, and they get over it very quickly. So that's kind of how it all went.
Speaking of brothers fighting, you surprised how the Belichick, Kraft, Brady, post-Belichick, all that gossip around the Patriots, you lived in the middle of it for a long time. You surprised by it, disappointed by it, have no any thoughts on any of that?
You know, that's a great way to ask that. I've never been asked it like that, Steak. That's a good way to ask it, because I do think that there were so many great memories and great times there. And, you know, it meant so much to all of our careers to be able to be there. I just think it is important to look back on those years. You know, it should be very, very positive. But, you know, things happen. You know, people grow apart. People don't agree on things. But I have great memories. I love the players I coached there and the guys I coached with, Dante Scarnecchia and Josh McDaniels and Ivan Fears, and then obviously the players, right? Brady, you know, Matt Light, Dan Copen, you know, Wes Welker, Randy Moss, all those guys that I coached when I was there, Kevin Falk. So I have great memories of that, and you wish that hopefully over the course of time that people see it that way.
All right, Bill, I'm going to put you on hold to make sure I have your number, but I'll say this. BC's got a great tradition of football. Georgia Tech's got a great tradition. These ACC schools hopefully continue to step up. Sandra, of course, a Florida State grad, and Clemson and all. ACC needs to have a good season coming up, and hopefully that happens for all you guys.
No doubt, Steak. And, hey, I got to tell you, I love watching your burger reviews, your food reviews. They are unbelievable. So I appreciate you doing that. Yeah. I mean – when I go down there again, I'm going to try to hit every one of those places you have gone to.
You know, everybody has a gift. You call plays, I eat burgers, so we all have our
gifts. I love it.
Thanks, buddy.
Great to talk to you. Thank you, Steve.
Always. That's Bill O'Brien, head coach of Boston College, former Texan NFL head coach for 7 years, and part of the ACC. We'll try to talk to more and more coaches as we move along here. Hey, when we come back, more on that Pacer game, which was wild. Mac Brown chats on Carolina. And Jeffrey Lurie, are you kidding me? Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
943 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks so much for being with us. Thanks to Bill O'Brien, head coach of BC, for joining us as well. And I hope you guys enjoyed hearing the Tech stuff, especially if you're Tech fans. You talk about the glory days of Georgia Tech and that coaching staff. I forgot Doug Marrone was on that staff. He was an NFL head coach. George O'Leary on that staff. Randy Edsall had huge jobs. Mm-hmm. Ralph Friedgen. Bill, so NFL coaches, big-time college coaches, all kinds of guys on that staff. And I never heard him talk about trying to having to play Georgia twice in a month to try to win the national title. And also quick to point out, their two best receivers were banged up. They came everything lined up for Georgia to win the national title and finally get over the hump that freezing cold night in Indianapolis and get over the hump to beat Alabama, which almost is appropriate, right, is that if you're going to win the national title, go beat your nemesis.
That's right.
Saban mm-hmm. own Kirby mm-hmm. In big games. So we appreciate him.
Hey, join Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and Allie Mack on Saturday from 10 to noon at Calavan Kia at Lithia Springs. Allie is going to check out Atlanta's largest selection of new Kias and over 350 used cars. And don't miss your chance to score a five-day cruise for two with every car that's sold. That's all this Saturday, 10 to noon, Calavan Kia at Lithia Springs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So we will get to the NBA coming up 10 o'clock. It was a remarkable night at Madison Square Garden, especially if you don't like the Knicks. That was some entertaining television. Braves coming home for a weekend series. We'll get into that.
Did you bet that last night?
Did I bet it? I had Indiana in the fourth quarter, and they were down by 17, and they were getting 3.5. And I just said, oh, well, that's a loser, 100%. So you're
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's good. why they call wow. it gambling. Yeah, wow. It was not. You know why it's a flip of the coin? Because there was nothing about picking the Pacers. It was a 1-point game in the fourth. They were getting 3.5. I said, I think it's going to go down to the wire.
Wow.
And then it's like, oh, that was a terrible pick. So just proves to you that, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. Sometimes that's just how it goes. Indiana's had three comebacks, unlike any comebacks in playoff history. They've had three of them this playoff. Not to mention the Knicks had two 20-point comebacks in the second half. So
did you see, and rest in peace to Mr. Irsay, the owner of the
yes.
Colts, his very last tweet was, good luck to the Indiana Pacers. Go win the whole thing.
Wow.
That was his last tweet.
That's prophetic, mm-hmm. if you will, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a little tailgate.
The vote is happening today. Breaking news from Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. The college football executives are expected to adopt a straight seeding model for this season's college football playoff. What does that mean to you? Go ahead and deep dive. Get real close maybe to your SEC championship game this year, because that thing is going to go bye-bye. Rusty Mansell is texting us this morning. They're on death watches. There's no need to have an SEC championship, an ACC championship, none of it. Also part of this proposal will be a 16-game playoff. You win your Big Four and you're in 1, 2, 3, and 4. You automatically get those seeds. And then let the fun happen. You will get 4 from the Big Ten and you will get 4 from the SEC. And then the trickle-down effect will happen. That's what's happening. They're voting on it today.
Today.
Today. There's going to be a phone call.
There could be no SEC championship game by 27, 26.
Yeah, it's a matter of time, as Rusty said.
Really?
I agree. You can tell me about the money all you want, but these conferences, the power that is the SEC
and
the
Big Ten. That's a huge loss for Atlanta for the game, no question about it. I mean, listen, I've been going to that game. That's been the best crowd, biggest game in our city for 25 years.
Right, right.
No disrespect to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl or the Atlanta Falcons, but the best crowds and the best scene in this city is the SEC title game. I totally get it with a 16-team playoff. Mostly what can happen is you can hurt you can hurt yourself, you know, by being in that game.
Right.
Case in point, I guess, Carson Beck, that was the SEC. Was that the SEC title game he gets injured? Yeah,
Carson Beck.
Yeah.
Or was it the first playoff game? I forget. Yeah.
No, it was the whatever it was. Yeah, the SEC title game when he's holding his arm and they run in.
His one arm and he came in, yeah.
Right. So, or maybe that was the semi. Whatever it is, There's not a lot of reason to play those games. And the only
it's
one
that's really
going
to hurt you.
The only one that really has any gravitas is the SEC title game. The ACC has been embarrassing for years. You have to block out the up top in Charlotte because they can't sell out the game. The Big Ten title game, I think they played in Indianapolis, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody ever talks about great Big Ten games. The one that would matter is SEC, but I understand why it would go away. And by the way, Mercedes-Benz is hosting so many of these playoff games and national title games anyway.
Yeah, totally agree. Mac Brown's in the news. He was on Sirius XM Radio. It was a long and winding, I thought, interview. It was a lot. And I thought that when you play the cuts, is he just bitter old guy that got told to exit stage left? Maybe. But I thought he was a little bit more thoughtful for that if you listen to the most of it. This was the headlining kind of takeaway from it, that UNC had to lower their standards if they want to get some kids in there to play.
Bill Belichick, now that he's arguably the best coach ever, they've committed money to it. They've helped them with academics. They've lowered those standards some. So there's absolutely no reason that they shouldn't be successful.
I mean, he's not saying anything that's not true. Carolina has a nose in the air about their standards,
right?
Which I guess they don't under Bill Belichick, who's like, I don't care if they go to class. I don't care what they're, you know, majoring in or their long-term future. I'm trying to win, and I treat this like a professional franchise. I'll pay guys, play for me, and that's all I care. But he literally told Mike Florio, I think it is, I don't want to know about anything other than football. That's not my concern.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
And by the way, I'm sure Mac Brown, that you could be somewhat bitter about it now when you see the money that's probably pouring into the program.
Well, it's a different game than when he was just there. It's just it's well, completely different rules.
Belichick's making it a different game.
No, not Belichick. He's playing by the rules that he's allowed. They're not talking about academics at the schools. They're not. I don't even hear about kids going to class. There's a new set of rules. It's all about the money. You're an employee.
But, I mean, he was there for that as well. I mean, he was there last year, right? He got fired last year, so. My point is, this NIL has been around a couple of years, but the Carolina folks weren't going into their pocketbook nearly as much as they would under this regime where they decided we want to be relevant, right?
100%.
So, listen, I don't know that coming back to Carolina was the best decision by the Carolina folks to begin with for Mac Brown. Anyways,
I just want to remind everybody, the SEC baseball tournament, Georgia got bounced yesterday by Oklahoma. 3-2 is your final. Doesn't matter. Come home, get your arms healthy. They are hosting a regional, and then if they win, they'll host a super regional. Yeah, but, so just, there you go.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know why we were wavering, because we're not that smart. But Carson Beck got injured on the Hail Mary at the end of the first half against Texas. Mm-hmm. Gunnar Stockton plays the second half, and then Gunnar Stockton starts the semifinal game against Notre Dame, which is the game that they lose.
Yeah,
so,
gotcha.
By playing in the SEC title game, you lost Carson Beck. By winning it, I guess you got the bye, but whatever. You would have had your quarterback.
Exactly. All right, that's our college football.
All right, so what is going on at the NFL owners meeting with Jeffrey Lurie? This, first of all, what's very clear with the 32 owners in there, some media members and some front office personnel, is that it's not going to be secret, even though they would like it to be, right? How folks argue, who is where is the contentiousness, the acrimony in the room, right? Jeffrey Lurie does an impassioned pitch to not get rid of the tush push. Sandra and I had the exact same reaction. Are we trying to end the war in the Ukraine and Russia, or are we talking about the tush push? Because I don't know why you get 60 minutes.
Y'all, he talked for an hour.
60 minutes.
He got the floor for 1 hour to preach on why the tush push should be.
And then they let Jason Kelsey come in, and like, he's lobbying. Like, at some point he says the tush push is like, how did he describe it?
Can we say that on the air?
Yeah, a teenager's wet dream is what he said.
A boy's wet dream.
A boy, mm-hmm. Yes. And Troy Vincent, who works for the NFL office.
PA, president.
Is like, that was a ridiculous analogy and offensive. And then there's just tons of smack talking back and forth between owners that started like, it started and appeared to be friendly and then turned into something else. But, like, And then Jeffrey Lurie starts taunting everybody, like, I don't care what you do here. We win either way because we're just going to kick your ass. Like, okay. Now, it turns out that they heard enough about, I think, Jason Kelce saying this is not. He says, if we could run a tush-push every play, I'd play another 5 years in the NFL. Meaning, it's not something where I worry about an injury. It's the opposite. That's part of the argument, is that eventually, the way that play is run, somebody's going to be a catastrophic injury of some sorts, right? But you and I are like, the guy gets 60 minutes on that topic, and that's the final, that's the back end of his pitch, is that analogy? Like, what a bizarre scenario.
What is the time limit? If he got an hour?
Yeah, what topics get how long?
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
I can't imagine. If somebody stands up and is speaking for an hour, it's too long. I don't care what they're talking about. Woo!
Yeah.
22 to 10, that thing will remain another live. It lives another year. So you can tush-push all your way to an NFL title.
Yeah,
good
the Jones
you.
Family, Stephen Jones, Jerry's son is in the room. He'll, you know, he'll run the Cowboys eventually. He says, the biggest point I took away from was Jason Kelce, who is a player. It doesn't feel like he's in any more of a precarious position to be injured than any other play. I think they changed their vote.
Bless you.
It sounds like based on that, they changed their votes. The 10 teams to vote against the proposal were Eagles, Ravens, Browns, Lions, Jags, Dolphins, Patriots, Saints, Jets, and Titans, which means the Falcons voted for it to remain, right?
No, the ban. The 22 votes are for the getting rid of it.
Okay.
So it's just the opposite. So they needed to. It had to be. It had to be.
Those are the 10 teams that said keep it.
That's right. That's right.
Those are the 10 teams that said keep it.
They needed 24 out of the 32, and it was two votes shy. So the tush push lives. And I think we can all sleep better at night because of it.
Just hearing you say that, we sleep better.
I wish I had an hour to discuss it.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do the final hour. We have one left. Yeah, or we'll talk about Caitlin Clark is in town, and the Pacers-Knicks played a playoff game like nothing I have ever seen. Holy smoke. Sports Radio 92.9.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.